4HKX Mobile.
Yeah, headed for home. And it's your OTR.
I'm leaving home, going to help a buddy work on his truck.
Well, I just made a good contact. Steve was telling me he worked that 3 Delta 2 Alpha Golf on Conway Reef, and that's one that I didn't have. And I'll be darned, I'm up on QRZ here now, and I got him about a half hour after Steve said that, only I got him on Morse code, but he got him on CW, and N6CLX was saying there was some kind of a solar, coronal mass ejection or something like that up there, a solar storm, in other words. And so there is a little bit of DX on there today.
You can tell me if I'm right or wrong, but aren't we at the bottom of the solar cycle? We'll start coming up in the solar cycle is what I'm understanding.
We're in cycle 25, and it's an 11-year cycle, and we are indeed on the way up. It's past the beginning, but I don't know how far without looking at some things. But it's been started now for a few months now, Patrick.
That's all still new to me. I don't know much of anything about HF.
Well, it looks like an AC sine wave, basically. And it goes up and down in 11-year cycles. And if you got a whole lot of sunspots, like 150, 200 sunspots, that's when CBers can talk around the world on 5 watts on 11 meters, which they're not supposed to, but they do. And everybody did it back in the old days. Gosh, it just makes all the difference in the world when you got a lot of them. That's all you need to know about that.
Well, that's kind of what I was assuming, but you know what assuming will get you sometimes.
Roger. Now, I see a guy spotted here from HL1, which is South Korea, but I don't hear him. But just because he's spotted don't mean what area of the country. And the time of day, like when the gray line comes through of a morning and it comes through of an evening, don't ask me about the morning when I'm retarded or retired. But the one in the evening is, you know, it's just before sunset, right around then, you'll get real strong propagation at times, and the same way in the morning at sunrise, Patrick. But I just don't usually, well, I'm up at sunrise now. I get up at 7, and then that's just about sunrise, 7:12, I think, to about 7:14 or something, about 12 hours of sunset now, of daylight. And if you get on HF, those times of day are really great for propagation being extra strong, and then it'll go down as the sun crosses from daylight till darkness, and they call that the gray line. And you can Google that, and they'll show you a map of it. To me, it's confusing. To someone smart, I suppose they know why. But the way that's shaped is awful odd to me, even to this day.
Tell me a little bit about the gray line, but I don't know why it's that way. I would assume that it is because the sun, the angle of the sun, is hitting the particles in the atmosphere is what's causing it. But like I said earlier, you know what assuming gets you.
Roger. I don't know who this is. Oh, he's talking about the weather. I don't want to listen. I'm not. It's nice and sunny wherever this guy's at. Thanks for the call. Nice QSO. I don't know who he is. I was just looking down around this frequency because there's an Aussie down there. But he's on down a little further, I think. See who he is. He'll say who he is. Fox 6, Fox Zulu Golf. So he's from France. But you can talk to France most every day, so I'm going to go on and get off of that frequency. I don't know who he's talking to. I just turned it off. But there is an Aussie on 14192, which should be up in the single sideband. So I'll go up there and see what we hear here.
Something I don't know anything about as far as codes.
It takes time. I was just seeing who I could hear just because they were spotted. Okay. Yeah, that's a VK, and you can barely make him out. And I could, might be able to kick in my receive antenna sometimes of an afternoon. You'll get those guys long path. And, yeah, he's awful staticky. But that means you go around the earth in the opposite direction. And, I don't think this one is, but it could be. But sometimes it sounds kind of like an echo chamber when they're coming long path. And so it'd be like going towards Europe to get around to Australia.
Keep that in mind. Right now, trying to buckle down and study so I can get my general. I want to go take the test third weekend in September, October there when the Greenville Camp or Greenville Club has their testing session.
It gets more interesting. The more you learn, the more you earn as far as your privileges go, and I think you'll enjoy it. This guy here is on the Southern Highlands in New South Wales in Australia, DXing on the ridge. Oh, that's why. He's probably out there portables. It's 100 kilometers southwest of Sydney in a rural wooded location on a ridge, part of the Great Dividing Range. So you learn a lot of things about the different climates and whether he's in the mountains or the desert and this and that. I've worked some guys in some weird places.
W2 T-Mobile. Just dropping in to say hello. Going between one rehearsal and another. Hey, Rusty, I'm not sure who that was. It was real quick.
K04 HKX, it's Patrick.
Oh, hello, Patrick.
Hey.
Directed towards me?
Yeah, go ahead, Rusty.
I didn't hear what he said. I'm sitting right under a traffic light, so I'm having a little bit of trouble right this minute hearing, but go ahead and try again, Patrick.
I said, Rusty, I trust you've had a good day.
Well, I've had a busy day, let's put it that. I mean, busy all around the house, and now I'm running from one rehearsal to the next rehearsal, so... You know, I'm trying to get there without getting run over, you know. Go ahead, Patrick.
What exactly do you mean there, not trying to get run over?
Roger, I'm here in New South Wales in Australia on sideband. I was talking to Steve earlier, and he mentioned he got that 3 Delta 2 Alpha Golf from Conway Reef. And I'm assuming it is. It's a guy from Fiji. But he got him on 15 sideband last night about 8 or 9 o'clock. So that'd be something to look for, Rusty. And I just got him on 15 at 21027. And so I was tickled death to get that one. That's one I don't have, which is, that's kind of a rare spot. And this guy goes back and forth from Fiji, something to do with the COVID I don't remember what, but something to do with the COVID restricting him.
Yeah, I might look for some of those when I get home tonight. Of course, you know, rehearsal doesn't end until 9 o'clock, so by the time I get home, it's 9:30 or thereabouts. And anyway, so what I'll see what's going on and see if I can find something else to work tonight. And everything, ooh, come around this curve and sunrise. Light right in my face. Go ahead, Patrick.
Tom, I'm going to have to say 7-3 as I'm coming into Bavard, and I'll lose you here in just a few minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Tom, enjoy the Q show. Rusty, you be careful out there and have a good evening. and 73 to you gentlemen, and I'll talk to you later, KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
And just always remember with any of us, the only stupid question is one that goes unasked. So if we can help you out, let us know. Go ahead, Rusty.
73, Patrick, be careful up there. And, yep, that's the only, you know, the only dumb question is the one that's never asked. So anyway, so Tom, you get those, are those chickens all happy up at the new place and staying there, or have any of them wandered back down your way?
Couldn't help but be happy. They're out there in fresh grass and that, and where we're at, they're just in a pen, and it's dirt, and of course it's dry, but yeah, I'm sure they're just tickled to death. And there's like a 4-foot fence around, oh gee, many, I don't know how many square feet he must have out there, but it's a huge pen, Rusty, with every breed of chicken you can imagine out there.
Any, with being out there like that, how does he keep any beast from getting to him?
Look, I'd say.
Sounds like it, you know. I've heard of people doing free range, and one of the doctors in my chorus, in my choir church, the doctors in my choir church, they've got a place up near Landrum, I mean up near Inman, and they've got chickens, and their chickens just range all over their property out there. And, you know, they might lose one every now and again, but they seem to pretty much stay where they belong and everything like that, so... And they collect eggs and anytime like that. So anytime I need eggs, I can usually call them up and say, hey, I need a dozen eggs. And they'll bring me some at church on Sunday. So, you know, it's, in fact, that reminds me. I got to call and let them know I got to have some eggs when they come tomorrow night or come Wednesday night to rehearsal. So I'll call them tomorrow. Anyway, well, I'm headed down Highway 290. Towards Duncan, or actually towards 85 right now to cross over that. And looks like, you know, a good thing about this coming at this time of night, most of this traffic is gone from here, so I can run the speed limit or even a little bit slower than the speed limit sometime and not get caught by tons and tons of traffic, Tom. W2T Mobile.
Well, yeah, Rusty, here I'm really surprised because we got a resident hawk here that flies over all the time, and I'm certain it goes over his property. And Bernice and I come around the corner down there at Gap Creek Road to Brown Road one day, and there was a hawk out in the road eating a chicken, and they let theirs run loose. And I know if this hawk of a morning comes down here and sits on this tree that I had cut off about, no, there's a stub there about 10 foot high, and he'll just sit there staring at him. I think he's looking for squirrels, but the chickens, they used to just raise Cain when he'd be sitting there, but he couldn't get at them. But I'm most certain he'd have had chicken on the menu if he could have.
Why, QK Bubble? You said multiple species. I guess you got some Kentucky Fried Chicken, some Popeyes, and Turk Chicken.
Country hurried from. Hello, David.
Yeah, I couldn't resist that when you said multiple species there. Yeah, I like chickens. My brother has chickens. He kept up on his raising chickens, giving them away. He had about 10 of them, and they used to come over to my yard all the time looking for free handouts.
Out leaving depositions there, too, and it isn't on paper.
Yeah, and if you start doing that, then they're going to want you to feed them all the time. They may decide to stay at your house, David. Go ahead.
That's true. They'd hang out there quite a bit there. But, yeah, they were good chickens. They're not there anymore. We had, we probably kept losing too many. We had cowlips out here and foxes that come in and raid the chicken pen there.
We got foxes and bobcat and lots of coyotes out here. So I'm sure it'd be a help yourself day if I let them run out there at large. shoot. Well, I switched over here to QRZ while I was laughing at David's joke there, and I forgot to remember who the guy was, and now I'm searching for it through QRZ. Okay, 7013. He's an Albanian.
All those strange ones on the air this afternoon, aren't you? And yeah, I've had some strange ones come across lately. In fact, I worked FT8 the other night for on 17 meters, and I worked 12 in a row, and not a one of them was from the U.S. They were all DX, and a couple of them were in countries that I didn't have on that particular band, so that was nice, because I didn't have Netherlands, and I didn't have somewhere else over that direction on 17 meters, so now I've added them to it, and that always makes it nice. Go ahead, David.
Radio, I get back to the house now. I have to fire it up. I got that new Flex radio working out pretty good. So I'll have to see what I can do out there. There ain't much DX on GSA. It's just the same people all the time. So I might have to try FT8 out one day.
The N4IQ just worked this guy. Let me see if he hears me. I don't know if he... Oh, man, he's got a pile up on him. And it's just a Russian station. But somebody's got their tube amplifier tuning up on it right now. So, yeah. That's Russia. So, yeah, things are hopping a little bit. It's like the old days, since your OTR.
On the other night from Russia that was on, let's see, what was he on? He was on 30 meters. No, he was on 40 meters on CW the other night, a Russian station, and on CW. And I never did try it. I didn't try to work him because I had worked him before on 40 a number of years ago, so I didn't need to add him again. But he had a lot of people calling him when he threw his call out there. So, you know, there is some activity out there. Go ahead, David.
Technicians out there, they might want to upgrade to the general because they got a feeling that the scientists are right. We had one of the best years we had in a long, long time. Maybe it would be better than what we had back in the 90s there.
Glad to hear Mike say that. It's hard to do CW and look at the man scope and over at his call sign and see if I can hear. He's got a heck of a pile up on him there though.
I've been working the single South Carolina single sideband then, and only running 5 watts on sideband, so that's been working out. Well, guys, I have arrived at where I needed to be, and I'm fully in my parking place here, and I need to get on inside because I'm already 5 minutes late. Catch up to you later. N0TR to take it. W2T clear.
Okay, Rusty. Yeah, he was tooting right along there, but I've worked a lot of Russians. It's just, I don't know, it's fun. They're some of the best CW operators around, actually. I hate to say that. But he was just south of Moscow, just north of the Ukraine, and near Belarus there, Dave. Have a good night, Rusty. Good to hear you. And Gerald TR. Back to you, Dave.
Rusty, we'll catch you later. This is KJ4YQK. Yeah, it sounds like doing real good. I'm going to turn the radio on and eat dinner tonight. Just kind of go around the van there, see what I can see. And I'm in the process of building a maritime station. I got a Catalina 25-foot sailboat out on Lake Hartwell, and I'm going to put a HF radio on it.
Outstanding. Congratulations. You need to talk to Bill, N4WHY. I get that right, Bernice? I don't know. My daughter says men don't multitask well. My head's spinning right to my... Well, that's great. I knew you was looking to... Bill's down there, I think on the left. Great guy. He's on here quite a lot, Dave, so... talk to him about that. He does, oh, you'd love this. He does all the IT. He doesn't do all the IT. How should I phrase this? He's a manager of managers for the University of Georgia in IT. Right up your alley.
He probably knows some of my coworkers there that went to the University of Georgia there, and they still got a lot of contacts down there. Well, I'm going to let you go. I'm pulling back into the valley. I'll say 73 for now. And I'm going to be going over to HF Radio here in about 15 minutes. This is KJ4YQK. We'll be going after your last.
Good to hear you, Dave. Sorry we lost Dave so early tonight. I didn't mean to interrupt, but that Exide battery place over there is very reasonable on their batteries. And like I said, I've used Exide for years, but... that's the first time I used them in years, so hope they're still on the ball. I got them in my truck and my car now. But I don't think he has lithium or anything like that. Take care, Dave. KJ4YQK N0TR clicked.